Just this morning, before we start, I would like us to just bow our heads down and close our eyes as we pray for those who are suffering through this drought and through these fires this morning. Lord, we bring before you these terrible events that has been happening in this country over the last few months. The fires, the drought, people losing their lives, Father. Lord, we grieve with those who have lost loved ones, lost possessions and property. And Lord, we pray for peace upon those who are troubled at this time because of these tragedies. Lord, we pray for those helping to fight the fires, risking their own lives to help others. We also pray that you will protect every one of them, every one of those fighting those fires. So, Lord, we also pray for the premiers of Australia and for the Prime Minister that they would be full of wisdom and compassion as they release the appropriate resources to combat the fires and the drought. So, Lord, we do pray for your mercy to send us the needed rain to put out these fires and to break the drought that is causing such pain. And Lord, we pray that out of this sad situation, people will find great hope in Jesus Christ and allow their loving Heavenly Father to carry them through this tough time. So, Father, we commit each area in your hands, Lord God, whether it's the fires, whether it's the drought. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for that peace to fall upon people, peace that is needed so much, Lord, at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Next Sunday, we will be taking up a special offering that will go, the offering will go to churches that are affected in the country, and there's people that's affected in those churches. So that will be distributed to those churches that has been affected by the fires. So that will happen next week or in the next couple of weeks also. Okay. So this morning, God put on my heart to share the difference between Mary and Martha. And I think you all know what I'm talking about when I say Mary and Martha. So today we will be comparing the actions of Mary and Martha as they were both in the presence of Jesus. So we're going to open up, if you have Bibles, open up to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. That's Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her door to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he had said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Now, this story of Mary and Martha always seems to spell trouble, doesn't it? When you're talking to people about the story, always seem to cause trouble. And Martha, you know, she was right, really, because she's doing all the work while Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus there, seems like doing nothing. So whenever you're talking to people on this passage of the Bible, a number of people will say things like, "Martha was right. You can't just ignore all those things that needed to be done." And there was a lot of things to be done. There was preparing, cleaning, the cooking had to be done, serving, and then cleaning afterwards. So there was a lot of work to be done. And some people would even go as far as saying, "I don't think Jesus was fair with Martha. Jesus should have told Martha, should have told Mary to go and help Martha so they can do the work together. But I think there are many of us here today who have been left with all the hard work, like Martha was. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You are in the kitchen, you have maybe 10, 15, 20 people for lunch or for dinner. There's piles of dishes everywhere. It's hot because you're in the kitchen. Everyone else is in the living room chatting away. And you're stuck in the kitchen on your own with all these dishes. Especially after a Christmas lunch. I think many of you would have went through that. Praise God, I didn't have to go through that because I was invited to my son's place. So here you are stuck with all the work. And it seems like life is just not fair, is it? But the dirty work has to be done. Someone has to do it. And you can't just leave dishes everywhere on the sink. It's got to be done. And here is Martha doing all this work by herself. So here Martha was doing her best to provide all the guests with a good meal. And she should be commended for it. I think anyone doing all that work should be commended for it, not being ignored. And it seems like Martha's being ignored here. And even Jesus was there, and he needed to be taken care of too. And we know that Martha, she's a very, very good worker. And I am sure she wanted it to make it very, very special event for Jesus. She wanted to give him her best. What would you do if Jesus came to your house? I'm sure you wouldn't be using paper plates, or you'll have make sure the house is clean, everywhere is very tidy, and you'll be cooking the best foods and use your china and china cups. And here Martha's trying to do her best because Jesus came to visit her. But something negative happens in this story. Something negative. Rather than being a happy occasion, it turns out into a bad occasion for Martha. Not for everyone else. Everyone else was enjoying themselves, listening to Jesus. But for Martha, it ended up a very bad occasion. Let's look at that verse 40 again. It's very important. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." You know, this reminds me of my kids when they were young. One used to wash the dishes, one used to dry. And they'll be saying, "Mom, Dad, tell him to wash. Mom, tell her to dry, and tell her. Could this be the case where Martha is so busy serving Jesus, and she was very busy serving Jesus, that she's not paying attention to Jesus at all? Could it be the case? She's so busy running around doing everything. So she's not paying attention. I think myself that her attention has been distracted of the one thing that was most important in that room. What was the most important thing in that room? Jesus. But she was too worried about what she was going to feed them, how she's going to cook, how she's going to clean everything. Could we become so busy serving God that we are distracted from Jesus? And we just don't listen to him. Is it possible to happen to us? We're running around trying to do everything as much as we can. And yet, we miss Jesus. There are times when we need to be still and listen to the Lord, like Mary did. Mary just sat there. She done nothing. She just there, and she just listened. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16, it says this. "Now then, stand still and see this great thing." Is that one?
So that's, where were we? 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16 says this. Now then, stand still. Stand still. And see this great thing the Lord is about to do before your eyes. If God is going to do something for us, we can miss out. If we don't stand still and listen to what the Lord is saying or what the Lord is going to say, we may miss out. And again, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, it says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. But unfortunately, sometimes we get so busy that we haven't got time to stand still and listen to the Lord, don't we? You know, in church life or in Christian service, whatever you want to call it, we may get so busy that we miss out an important message from Jesus. And I know I have in the past. I'm too worried about what I have to do. Tomorrow I have to do this, I have to do that. But I'm missing in the meantime what Jesus is trying to say to me. That can easily happen to each one of us. We may be so consumed with church work that we miss out on worship. We may be focused on ministry and we forget the Master. We may be overwhelmed with the task at hand that we forget why we were working in the first place. Now, having said that, it is very important for us to work for Jesus. I'm not saying after the service you all run to Pastor Noel and tell him to take you off the rosters. Don't do that. It is very, very important for us to work for Jesus. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. Scripture tells us that the harvest is great and there are few laborers in the field. Our Lord desires our service to him, doesn't he? He desires that. He also delights in our service to him. He also deserves our service to him. After what he's done for us, what we do for him is very, very small compared to what he's done for us. And also, he demands our service to him. If you look at the scripture, he demands our service to him. But the subject today is more about timing. More about timing. There is a time to work for the Lord. Of course there is. But equally important is for us to take time to listen to the Lord. Sometimes we lack the area of listening. We're very good at working, but we lack the area of listening to the Lord. And these texts are illustrated in the lives of Mary and Martha. So now as we consider the actions of Mary and Martha, let us not forget that these are both faithful disciples of Jesus, both of them. It's not that Mary is lazy and Martha is, she works very hard. It's not like that at all. They are close friends with Jesus, very close friends. And he loved them both very, very much. So I have no doubt that at times Mary served Jesus and Martha listened to Jesus and vice versa. Someone said this once. They said, the successful Christian life is a life that is well balanced. A church would be in a dangerous predicament if everyone labored all the time and never listened to Jesus. That would be very sad, wouldn't it? It would be very sad. And the same would apply, I suppose, if a church was comprised of people who listened to the Lord all the time, but never put to action the things that they heard from him. So let me give you some suggestions here. First, perhaps the best thing we could do is stop rushing and start resting in Jesus. You know, sometimes I'm speaking to myself here. I don't know how many of you I'm speaking to. But we need to stop rushing and start listening to Jesus. Resting in Jesus, sorry. Stop moving and start meditating. You know, meditating sometimes is the last thing that we do. Because we can be so busy that there's no time for meditation. And thirdly, we need to stop worrying about so many things and refocus on those things that are really important. You know, sometimes we worry about everything and everyone, don't we? This needs to be done and that needs to be done, and my kids and my aunties and my uncle, and we start worrying about everything. But we need to start focusing on the things that are really important instead of worrying about so many things. And I think most of us are in the same boat. We worry about so many things. You see, it is very easy to get out of focus. It is easy to get out of focus when we are so busy trying to do many things. And again, I'm speaking to myself here. Very easy for me to get out of focus when there's so much to do. There are several things that happens when we get our lives out of focus. First of all, loss of focus causes questioning God's care. Now look at verse 40 again. I'm going to read it again. I know I read it twice. Sorry. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Notice the first thing that Martha says to Jesus. She says, "Lord, don't you care?" There seems to be accusations in her voice. "Lord, are you not paying attention to what is going on here? Lord, don't you see all the work that I'm doing? Lord, come on, do something. Don't you care about me?" These are Martha's accusations. Martha was angry at Jesus because he continued to let the situation go on and on and on. Notice that Martha seems upset at Jesus here. You have to admit that she is one gutsy woman to be upset at Jesus. Martha is accusing Jesus of not caring for her because she was sure that if Jesus really cared for her, he would have done something about the situation that she was going through. I wonder if anyone here perhaps, if you have ever wondered if God cares for you. Have you ever maybe accused him of not caring for you? Have you ever questioned where God is when you are going through times of trouble, when you see black clouds coming and they don't seem to want to go away? The Bible teaches that God does care for you. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 13, the second part of verse 5, and Pastor Joe mentioned that last week, where God says, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Never means never. It doesn't matter what situation you're going through. He will never, ever leave you. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says this: "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future." That's God's heart for each one of us. And again in Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. That's Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." That's God's heart. That's God's heart for each one of them. You know, this is the great truth. God always takes care of his children. Sometimes it seems like he's far away, but he is not. There may be times in your life when you want God to speak and you feel that he is ignoring you. You might be praying for a job or for healing or to see someone saved or praying for a partner. And you seem like nothing's happening, like God is not listening to you. Well, let me tell you, God is listening to you. Maybe not the right timing, I don't know. But God is listening to you. Don't judge the silence of God as being unconcerned for you. He knows what you are going through, and he will always watch for you. But Martha here, going back to Martha, she was worried more about the food than she was about blessings or about her relationship with Jesus at this time. So that was, first of all, loss of focus causes questioning God's care. Secondly, loss of focus causes finding fault with others, with other people. In the second part of that verse 40 we just read, Martha finally explodes with anger there. And she comes out of the kitchen and she says, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that my sister has left me alone to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me. See, Martha here doesn't even call her sister by name. That's how upset she is. She is mad at the world and those who are close to her, they should know it. Now you would think that, I mean, if it was me, I would just slowly sneak into the wherever they were in the living room, and I'd be going, if I was Martha, going, psst, Mary, psst, I need to talk to you in the kitchen. It's nice and slowly, not getting angry the way she was getting angry. You would think she would call her, and I think Mary would have probably came to the kitchen and said, yeah, you're right, there's a lot of dishes, a lot of stuff need to be done. But no, she was angry. How can Mary just leave me out here to fend for myself? There's anger building up here. Can't even my sister come and help me? Can't she see what is going on here in the kitchen? Who does she think she is? She's just sitting there doing nothing, and I'm doing all the work. So loss of focus causes finding fault with others. And thirdly, loss of focus causes resorting to self-pity. Do you know what all this boils down to? Martha is feeling that life is not treating her fair. It's just not right that I am being treated in this way. And no one should have to do all the work that I am doing by themselves. Nobody cares about me. Nobody cares about me. And this becomes, of course, the world of self-pity, doesn't it? Self-pity. And again, in verse 40, Martha was distracted with all her preparation. That's what happened. It's not that Martha didn't love her sister. Of course she did. But she got distracted with all the work that she had to do, with all her preparation. Of course, Jesus is coming for lunch, and you got to prepare. So we should, of course, take our responsibility seriously. If we're on a roster or we're doing something, of course we should take our responsibilities seriously. But not to the point where we neglect listening to Jesus. And so Jesus says to Martha here, he says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Focus on me. And I really sense Jesus will tell us this today. Focus on me. And here is a great truth. And if you didn't listen to anything I said, just listen to this. Because loss of focus can be cured by refocusing on Jesus. Wherever your focus is today, you can refocus on Jesus. And again, here is a warning. Unless we focus on Jesus, we will focus on something else. We will. If we're not focusing on Jesus, then our focus is on something else. Jesus is the key. Build your relationship with Jesus. And you know what? You will have the best. If you build your relationship on Jesus, you will have the best. We can be so busy with things of life. We can become so distracted by what is going on that we miss Jesus. I know what it's like to be busy. I had my first full-time job at 13. And I've never stopped being busy since then. It's a long time. And so we know what it's like to be busy. But we need to be careful that in this busyness, we don't neglect Jesus. As we go through this busy world, may our focus always be on Jesus. You know, Martha was so busy that she missed Jesus' visit to her own home. That's a tragedy, isn't it? Jesus came to her own home, and she missed that visit. And sometimes Jesus doesn't want what you can do. He just wants you. That's what Jesus wants. Sometimes he doesn't want what you can do for him. He wants you. Serving Jesus, as I said, is a vital part of the Christian life. But along with that work must come alone time with the Lord. We must take that time to talk to him. And we must spend the time it takes allowing him to speak to us. Because sometimes, you know, we can, in a hurry, we can just say a prayer. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to pray for that person. I'm supposed to pray for that person. And when we pray, we just walk away as if nothing happened. We don't sit and listen to see if Jesus wants to speak to us. And believe me, when we do pray, Jesus does want to speak to us. And if we're walking away, we're just ignoring, or we're missing out on what he wants to say to us. Jesus does want to speak to us. But don't let the busyness of life separate you from Jesus, from spending that time with Jesus. He's a mighty God. And you know, last year we had so many prayers answered. We prayed for many different things. There's other prayers that hasn't been answered yet. But that's not going to stop us from keep on praying. Because I know there's a reason why we haven't received those prayers yet. Reasons that I don't understand. Maybe I never will. But Jesus is listening. He's not ignoring you. So many people think, you know, I've heard people saying to me, you know, I'm angry at Jesus. I've been praying for so long for this or for that. He hasn't given it to me. Why isn't he listening? I don't know why. I can't give you an answer to that. But I'm sure there is a reason. And we may never know until that day when we meet him. Why? So we just need to be listening. We need to have our ears open to see what Jesus is saying to us. He does speak to us. But if we're not careful, we can miss out. We can miss out. It might be a dream, might be a vision, just that we ignore. And yet Jesus is trying to speak to us. But because of the busyness of life, and as I said, don't run to Pastor Noel and get yourself off the rosters. Of course, we need to serve the Lord. But most of all, we need to listen as well. So it's all about timing. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Lord, we do thank you that you are our Lord and our Savior. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you do speak to us, Lord, when we allow you to speak to us. Help us to never let the busyness of life, Father, be away from you. Stop us from listening to you because we get so busy, Father. So, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that we will be attentive to you, to what you're saying to us, Lord. We don't want to miss out anything from you. Lord, as you speak to us, we want to hear what you're saying, Lord. And then, Lord, not just be hearers, but, Father, be doers as well. So, Lord, we thank you, Father, for your presence here with us today. And, Lord, I just pray that you will continue to speak to us, that we will be aware, Father, that, yes, we do need to work for you. But, Lord, not to stop listening to what you have to say to each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.